Chapter 8. Rec Number 4 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Tuesday, August 8, 1989, 2:15 p.m. Year 2, Day 357. Judas Iscariot. It came to pass in time that Jmanuel and his disciples went to Bethlehem, where he continued teaching and demonstrating his teaching to the people. I, Judas Iscariot, was among the disciples, but I think it far more appropriate to simply relate from the scrolls rather than comment to any great extent, for it is truly so personal and sacred unto me. Justice is a strange bedfellow, brethren, it always finds its balance in perfection. So be it. Judas Iscariot had become disloyal to the teaching of Jmanuel, and he followed only his desires. He secretly gathered up among the listeners of Jmanuel gold, silver and copper in his money bag, so that he could idly indulge in his lifestyle. But it came to pass that Judas, the son of the Pharisee, Simeon, informed Jmanuel of the abuses of Judas Iscariot, because he hoped he would be paid for this information. Jmanuel thanked him but did not pay him with any gifts, so that Judas thought greatly of revenge, for he was greedy for gold, silver and goods of material worth. Jmanuel responded to the information and led Judas Iscariot into the desert, where he was taught by Jmanuel for 3 days and 3 nights, the concepts of right and wrong, so that the disciple repented and soon followed, again, the teachings in a most careful manner. And therefore, when they returned to the city, he distributed all of his belongings and the things he had gathered among the poor and became a most faithful disciple and living example to the people. Judas Iscariot had been most faithful in the recording of the lessons and demonstrations as presented by Jmanuel. However, it came to pass that all the scriptures were stolen from Judas, all the carefully scribed teachings and writings. He went forth to Jmanuel and told him thereof. Jmanuel rebuked him and said, "Verily, verily, I tell you, Judas Iscariot, you will have to suffer far worse things than having been robbed of your writings about my teaching and my life. You will stand accused, undeservedly, of betraying me. This will last for over 2 millennia, because Simeon, the Pharisee, will see that it is so. His son, Judas Iscariot, will be guilty culprit, for he is like his father, Simeon Iscariot, a Pharisee, who wants to take my life. He is the one who has thieved the writings from you, and brought them to the scribes and the Pharisees, so that they can judge and kill me accordingly. He received 70 silver pieces for your writings, and he is to receive another 30 pieces of silver when he makes it possible to deliver me to the constable. Mark my words from this day forward. He will most certainly succeed in doing that which he has been rewarded to do, and you, Judas Iscariot, will be blamed falsely and will become a martyr, and this will stand unrebuked for 2 millennia. Now put thy remorse aside, for you will write down my teachings and all about my life a second time, and add it unto it, far into thy future. The time will come when your writings will be revealed, that is in 2 times 1,000 years when it shall come to pass. Until that time my teachings will be falsified and become an evil cult, and much human blood shall flow because of it. However, people are not ready yet to believe in my teachings and to recognize truth, nor is it time for the realization of the prophecies. Human mankind is not ready to receive truth. It will be only after 2 times 1,000 years that an insignificant man will come forth who will recognize my teachings as truth and disseminate it most courageously. He will be cursed by the cults that have arisen and the adherents of the false teachings, and be regarded as a liar, charlatan and fraud. Even his life blood shall be spilled, as will that of his innocent family and friends. So shall it come to pass in that time of the prophet's predictions, when the final prophecies are coming to completion. But as for you, Judas Iscariot, you will be undeservedly reviled as a traitor and will be condemned, for this is what the falsity of the priests and the ignorance of the people desire. But disregard this and continue in our mission, for the teaching of truth demands sacrifices of self-indulgence and personal displeasures. Know that thy name shall be cleared in its proper sequence. In their spirit and knowledge, people are not yet very developed, and they have to first suffer much guilt and make many, many additional mistakes before they will learn. They must gather knowledge and wisdom in order to recognize truth. Stay with me from now on, Judas, follow me and fulfill your duty as a writer of my teaching faithful, which is the teaching of the laws of nature, and thereby the original laws of the creation. No one's will is ever to exceed the will of the creation which is revealed in the laws. The laws of the creation are good for yesterday and today, as well as for tomorrow, the day thereafter, and for all times infinite. Thus, the laws are destined and thereby predestined for things of the future which will have to transpire. It will come to pass in the appropriate time of 2 millennia, you shall be given contact with one contracted upon earth to put thy truth to print, that thy name shall be cleared and the teachings brought forth in purity in order to fulfill the prophecies. You are beloved of me, and as with all within the creation, the cycle will flow forth and back in its timeless justice. Errors are made, but often it is through the errors that the prophecies can be incompletion. So be it. And so be it, Dharma, for unto you this day am I humbly grateful. My life with the beloved God of truth and keeper of the laws throughout the eons since Galilee have been ever glorious, and my cup of joy has overflowed. It is no penalty to me, for I stand so honored to be allowed to share the closing of a cycle in such greatness. This one who is my God is also first my friend. Amen. I am ever in thy service. I am Judas of Iscariot.